the dice are loaded, everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Brandon Weatherby Reads the Classics, Volume 2, Pick Up the Volume. My name is Brandon Weatherby. Before we begin, thank yous are important. Thanks to Brandon Showing Things, obviously. Thanks to Svetlana. Thanks to Gavin, our delightful soundman. Thanks to Vitamin Water. It's putting vitamins in our system. And most importantly, thanks to drugs. Without drugs, Pump Up the Volume wouldn't exist. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the history of Pump Up the Volume. This really annoying screenwriter thought he was an artist. So he decided to rail against the man by making this film called Pump Up the Volume. It stars Christian Slater, and it's fucking awful. So what we're going to do is I'm going to do this, you're going to watch if you want, and I'm going to read the script of Pump Up the Volume. I'm going to do a Q&A in the middle and a Q&A at the end. I will answer each and every one of your questions about Pump Up the Volume. I will be playing all of the roles. I will not say which role I am playing. You'll just figure it out. Trust me, it's not that complicated. It will make sense. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here is Pump Up the Volume. Yeah! You ever get that feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it! I mean, think about it. Everything is polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Speaking of schools, I was walking to Howard Halls the other day and I asked myself, is there life after high school? Because I can't face tomorrow, let alone a whole year of this shit. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all of you out here in white bread land. All of you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on our 92 FM tonight, and it feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it. The price is right. And yes, folks, you guessed it. Tonight I am as horny as a 10-peckered house. So stay tuned, because this is happy, hairy, hard-on, reminding you to eat your cereal with a fork and do your homework in the dark. Hey, give me that! Hey, man, let me see that! Oh, give over here! Oh, man, he played Ice-T! Oh, great, he plays Ice-T and talks about his dick! No, man, Luis Chavez is on the show! I heard it last night! Mr. Chavez, Luis Chavez, it's just for a second. So I'll pick you up after your yearbook. Okay, Dad! And no big dates tonight! You have to be well rested for your history exam tomorrow. Okay. Yo, Paige! Anytime, anywhere, beautiful Mr. Paige! Oh, Miss Paige Woodward arriving. So rich, so smart, so perfect. Cheryl, good to see you. You're going to see the principal this morning. Mr. Murdoch, can you tell me what this is about? Well, see... Excuse me, Mrs. Cressford. Yes? Check this out. What is it? It's this guy. He's got a pirate radio station. His name is Happy Harry Hardon. Ha ha! He's a total sex maniac. Of course! And he comes on every night at 10 o'clock. This other remark, a.k.a. Hard Harry / Happy Hard Harry broadcast. Okay, down to business. I got my wild cherry Diet Pepsi, and I got my black jet gum here, and I got that feeling, that familiar feeling that something rank is going down up there. Letter cone version of Everybody Knows plays for a minute or two. Yeah, I can smell it. I can almost taste it. The rankness in the air. It's everywhere. It's running through that old pipeline out there. Trickle along that dumb concrete river and coming up into the drains of those lovely track tones we all live in. Home, sweet home. So who is he? Who's Humphrey? I mean, I don't know. Everywhere I look, it seems everything is sold out. They say this is where the reception is the coolest. Then he probably lives right around here. Fucking yuppies. My dad sold out. And my mom sold out years ago when she had me. And then they sold me out when they brought me to this hole in the world. Hey, they made me everything I told you today, so naturally, I hate the bastards. Speaking of which, I am running a contest on the best way to put them out of their misery. Tonight, we have number 12 of 100 things to do with your body when you're all alone. Now, are you ready for the incredible sound of Hard Harry coming on his own face? Oh my god, it's very possible, you know. Oh. Are you listening to this? Yeah, of course I'm listening. This guy's got a pair of hair coming out of his palms. Oh. This is a champion one. Yeah. You listening? I'm going blind. He's doing it. Oh, unreal. Oh my god. I'm going for He's still growing! This... Yes, Happy Harry Hard-On! We're going to any length to keep his three listeners blue with Owie Bluey to the radios. But the question is, how far will you go? I mean, how far can you go to amaze and disgust the insatiable Hard Harry, huh? I mean, how serious are you? I ask you that, dear listener. Hi, beautiful. You know what? I can't figure out how you managed to get such great grades when you listen to the radio all night. You know, tomorrow, don't forget your Yale interview. And I don't want you to look too sleepy, you know. Good night, sweetheart. Got a lot of letters here, guys. Here. Dear Happy Hard-On, my boyfriend won't talk to me anymore. How do I show him that I really love him? Look, I don't know about these letters asking for love advice. I mean, if I knew anything about love, I'd be out there making it instead of sitting here talking to you guys. So just send the stuff to 20710 USA Mail, Paradise Hill, Mesa, Arizona, 84012. Of course, some of you are probably thinking I sent this from myself. I think school is okay if you just look at it right. I mean, I like your music, but you don't see why you can't be cheerful for 1 second. I tell you, since you started, I just arrived in this stupid suburb. I have no friends, no money, no car, no license. And even if I did have a license, all I can do is drive out to some stupid mall. Maybe if I'm lucky, play some fucking video games, smoke a joint, and get stupid. You see, there's nothing to do anymore. Everything decent's been done. All the great themes have been used up, turned into theme parks. So I don't find it exactly cheerful to be living in the middle of a totally, like, exhausted decade where there's nothing to look forward to and no one to look up to. That was deep. Oh no, not again. The creature stirs. Oh god, I think it's going to be a gusher. This is the sixth time in an hour. Oh god, excuse me. Oh, he sounds like a chronic masturbator. He prides himself on it. You see, I take care of it. Or else I'm going to explode. I just, excuse me, while I turns on love bombs and space music and starts singing the soul with its bluff. Oh yeah. Oh god, oh yeah, this is the best. Oh no, I'm going to explode. Oh, take cover, Arizona. Here I come. Any time now, man. Oh god, this is the best. Time. Gotta recuperate. There he goes. Sometimes he's on for 5 minutes, sometimes he's on for 5 hours. That's my man. Mark comes out of the cellar, swinging the golf club, swinging it behind his dad's head, and goes over the refrigerator. God, I feel so out of touch here. Well, we didn't move out of here to stay in touch. Then why did we move out here? Oh, because it's a nice place to live. I'm making good money, and I'm the youngest school commissioner in the history of Arizona. Brian, you know that. The man I married loved his work, not power and money. That's all right. I still love my work, and I love power and money. You were a young radical, Brian. You were always fighting against the system. And now you are... I am the system? Is that a beard? Sure! Have you noticed his behavior lately? What about him? He's just so unhappy here. I'll go talk to him. Brian studies. Mark is reading through his dad's stuff. He picks up a piece of paper, a memo, hides it in his shirt. His dad comes through the door. Hi, what's up? I was just looking for some stamps. Oh, fine. I got some right here. Send you a letter to one of your friends back east. No, I thought I might send away for an inflatable date. You know, one of these days you're going to outsmart yourself, young man. I love it when you call me young man. You know, when I was your age, I was in all the teams and a bunch of clubs. Look, I'm all for saying that school has some terrific programs. It's very highly rated. Look, just save it for the masses, okay? Mark, they've got 1,200 students at that school. Certainly, some of them have got to be cool. Look, the deal is I get great, decent grades, and you guys leave me alone back at Herbert Humphrey High. Okay, who is this guy? I don't know. Nobody knows who he is, but he really hates the school, so I guess he goes here. But all the guys that go here are geeks. Maybe not, my dear. Later, English class. And then so the logic cars questioned the few remaining death spurs more, and they begin to fade away until there was nothing left of them, and then disappeared from the face of the earth. Pretty good, huh? Leading with your heart, not your mind. Mark, I wondered if you'd tell us what you were thinking when you wrote this.
I just wrote it last night.
That's obvious. It's practically illegible. Mark, I was hoping you'd share your feelings about it. Bell rings. Saved by the bell. Don't think I didn't read your composition. It wouldn't be read. Bye. Mark, they're looking for new writers at the Clarion. Don't be embarrassed by your talents. Paige walks from past a couple of guys. Hey, Paige. Hi, Paige. Yeah, I finally got that new box. You should hear the CD player. Yeah, you should go hear it. Unbelievable. Tempting's going to throw a party tonight. See you there. Yeah, see you. Murdoch's wood class. The students are waiting for him to arrive. Music is playing on the radio. Both left. The guy opens the tape holder and puts in a tape. Hey, that's my box. How about asking, huh? Rap music. Mark Nordock hears the music and hurries from the classroom, and if they dog it, I autograph it, and the posse goes, and the good looks get butt naked and fuck that night, pays fun text pictures, Murdoch turns the tape off. Morning, Mr. Murdoch. Morning, sir. I'm not stupid, you know! Staffer. The school is judged on one criteria only, academy scores. The lesson of modern education is that nothing comes easily. No pain, no gain. Excuse me, everyone. Miss Cressford, do you want to listen to this? It's the third tape this week. It's unbelievable. Murdoch plays a tape with Happy Harry Hart on simulating masturbation. Ha! Jan, this is no laughing matter! School library. Hi! Hi! You're in my writing class, right? Right. Yeah, I like Emerson. She's pretty funky. Nora looks at the date on Mark's book. Now you're in trouble. You owe 25 cents. How to Talk Dirty and Influence People by Lenny Bruce. Who's he? Any good?
He's all right.
Talk a lot? No, not too much. Mark leaves and Nora looks down at the checklist of possible hard Harrys. Cute, but no way. 10 o'clock show. Guess who? It's 10 o'clock. You know where your parents are. Because after all, it's a jungle out there. Everybody knows the place. I don't know. Everywhere I look, it seems that someone's getting butt-surfed by the system. My parents are always talking about the system and the 60s and how cool it was. Well, look at where the 60s got them, hey! Come on, people, now smile at your brother, everybody talking, and then... Now, that was the 60s. This is a song for the 90s for my buddies, the Descendants. That is fun as Welcome to Sorry Center Video. Why don't we listen to that once again? Welcome to Dolores Central, gonna take your own line. You want what else more with that? No! I hate the 60s. I hate school. I hate principals. I hate vice principals! But my true, pure, rarefied hatred is reserved for guidance counselors. Happy Harry happens to just have every memo written by Mr. David Deaver, guidance counselor extraordinaire, to one Mr. Loretta Cresswell, high school principal. Quote, I find Cheryl unremorseful about her unfortunate condition. Bastard can't even say she's knocked out. Cheryl, on phone, turning radio. What channel? Back to Harry. And she's unwilling to minimize the effect of the moral student population. Guidance counselors! If they knew anything about career moves, would they have ended up as guidance counselors? What do you say we call Deaver up? Hard Harry just happens to have the phone number of every employee of the Paradise Hills School Commission. Here we go. There you are, Mr. Desky. Happy Harry. Hard on. Rings up Mr. Deaver.
Deaver residents, David Deaver speaking.
Hey, this is WKPS, and we're doing a piece on high schools. We understand that you're a guidance counselor.
I'm head of guidance here at Herbert Humphrey High in Paradise Hills, Arizona. I've been here 7 years.
Can you tell us a bit about what you do?
I run a comprehensive American values program in which we discussed ethical situations, sex education, drug abuse. What do you say to young people who look around the world and see it's become like a sleazy country, you know, a place you just can't trust?
Like your school, for example. Why is it? It wins all these awards and students are dropping out like flies. Why? Why is that?
Now my listeners are curious in the decision to expel Cheryl Biggs.
I'm not aware of anything like that. I don't know what you're talking about. That's not true, sir!
Cheryl refuses to accept suggestions of more positive mental attitude towards her health and her future. I'm afraid to find no alternative but to suggest suspension.
Who is this? How did you get this number? Do you admit it, sir? Admit what? That you're sly! Now wait just a minute! You interview a student and then you rat on her? You betray her trust? Isn't that right, sir?
Deaver slams down the phone.
Well, as you can see, these guys are played out. Society is mutating so rapidly that anyone here to the age of 20 has really no idea. All right, back to business.
I share a room with my older brother, and nearly every night after he turns off the light, he comes over to my bed and gives me a few arm boogies and stuff, and then makes me scratch his back and other refinements. It's about time we had some refinements on the show. Then sooner or later, he gets up, worked up, and without further, he rubs his thing and makes me watch. Signed, screwed up. Well, first of all, you're not screwed up. You're an unscrewed up reaction to a screwed up situation. Feeling screwed up at a time that's screwed up, in a screwed up place that does not make you necessarily screwed up. If you catch my drift, well, as you know, dear listeners, if you close your number, a reply is guaranteed. Rings Miss Screwed Up.
Hello?
This is Happy Harry Hardon. You're live. Is this Miss Screwed Up?
Yes.
Well, I have a couple of questions. How big is it, this thing you described? Is it bigger than a baby's arm? What, you don't remember? You don't want to tell me? Or maybe you made this whole thing up? Remember, my dear, I can smell a lie like a fart in a car. Miss Screwed Up hangs up. Well, it's too bad about that one, actually. To me, the real truth is always a bigger turn-on. It doesn't have to be a big deal. It could be about anything. Malcolm's bedroom. Malcolm, have you finished your homework yet?
Yes.
Your father and I are downstairs. Why don't you come and join us for once?
No.
All right, Malcolm, have it your way.
Thanks. Back at Howard Harris.
So I don't know. Send me your most pathetic moment, your most anything, as long as it's real. I mean, I want the size, the shape, the feel, the smell. I mean, I want it. I want blood, sweat, and tears on this litter. I want brains and ectoplasm and cum spilled all over them. Hallelujah! And now, all my horny listeners, get one hand free, because yet, the eat me, beat me lady is back. Come on in every night, you're gonna be like a criminal, you're gonna bring your door to be a criminal, put your feet up, drink a can of Pepsi, you start a party, you start with mysterious songs I've never heard, but I move away, you get me crazy, I say, do it! I don't care what, just do it, I mean, jam me, check me, push me, pull me, talk hard!
I like that, talk hard. I like the idea that a voice can just go somewhere uninvited and just kind of hang out with a dirty thought and a nice clean mind. Maybe a thought is like a virus, you know, it can just kill all the healthy thoughts and just take over. That would be serious. That would be totally serious. I know, because all my horny listeners would love it if I would call and eat me, beat me, lady, but no! Because she never encloses her number. Tough luck, creep boy. Always the same red paper, always the same beautiful black writing. She's probably a lot like me, a legend in her own mind. But you know what? I bet in real life she's probably not that well. I bet she's kind of shy, like so many of us, briskly walking in the halls, pretending to be late for some class, pretending to be distracted. Hey, poetry lady, are you really this cool? Are you out there? Are you listening?
I'm always out here.
I feel like I know you and we've never met. Ah, so be it. Well, here's a song from my close personal buddies, the Beastie Boys. A song that was so controversial they couldn't put out on their second album. What about a little late night light? Harry sings along as the Beastie Boys play. I just love being the Rat King of Arizona. I don't know. Drugs are out. Sex are out. Politics is out. Everything is on hold. I mean, we definitely need something new. We just keep waiting for some new voice to come out and say, hey, wait a second. What is wrong with this picture? Picks up a letter and opens it. Well, maybe this is the answer to everything. Wouldn't that be nice, huh? Dear Happy Harry Harda, do you think I should kill myself? Great. Signed, I'm Sirius. And of course the number is here. Calls the number. Hello, Sirius.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yep.
I guess what I'm asking is, how serious are you? Well, how are you going to do it?
I'm going to blow my fucking head off.
Oh, well, do you have a gun?
No, I'm going to use my finger genius.
All right, so where's this going to take place, hey?
Right here.
Well, where is this election? No, do you have it with you? Do you at least write a note? I mean, you don't have a reason, don't you? You're not going to just be one of those people who kills themselves and nobody has any idea why they did it, huh? That's why we need a note, pal!
I'm all alone.
Hey, maybe it's okay to be alone sometime. I mean, everybody's alone.
No, you're not.
I didn't talk to one person today, not counting teachers. I sit alone every day, you know, in the stairwell, eating my lunch, reading a book. What about you? Malcolm hangs up. I hate that! Now I'm depressed! Now I feel like killing myself! But luckily, I'm not too depressed. The brother tries to redial Malcolm's engagement. Great! He's got the phone off the hook! Rejected again! That's okay. I'm used to it! Terminal loneliness. People always think they know a person who they are, but they're always wrong. Most parents have no idea. It's just that mine had tested me because I sit alone in my room alone, naked, wearing only a cock ring. I mean, it really bugs me. Everyone thinks what a person should be. Who cares who I should be? You know, in real life, I could be the anonymous nerd sitting across from you in chem lab, staring at you so hard. You turn around, he tries to smile, but the smile just comes out all wrong. You think that's pathetic? And he just looks away and never looks back at you again. Well, who cares, huh? That's my motto. There's a ping pong ball. Well, sleep tight, Cheryl. Sleep tight, Mr. Feynman. Sleep tight, Poetry Lady. Sleep tight, Mrs. Sirius. Hope you'll feel better tomorrow. Tomorrow at school, Bubba Lost Point. Hey, what's a cock ring? It sounds cool. How should I know? Maybe it's a ring with a cock on it. But he said he's wearing it. Donald's line tapes. How much do you want for it? $5 each. Mark approaches Paige. Tale of Twister plays. Hi.
Hi.
Someone stops the music and puts on a tape of Happy Harry Harden's conversation with Deaver. Murdoch comes over and switches it off. Who put this on? I don't know. I looked around. You know, people, this dancing is a privilege and it will be taken away if it's abused. Do you understand that? Nora searches around the school garage for a Happy Harry Harden and finds Mark reading on the stairs. Hi, got a stick of gum? Blackjack! Really as horny as a ten-pecker house? Hi, my name's Nora. What's yours?
Mark.
Mark! Well, hi, Mark.
Hi.
Listen, I was going to cut fourth period. Do you want to join me for a smoke in the art supply room? Or no, I've got to go. Sorry.
Stafford.
These damn tapes keep cropping up from all over the place. They were playing this in the alcove.
Murdoch puts
on the tape. Who is this guy anyways? Everywhere, every day there's more graffiti. I don't know, but he's turning the school upside down. Has anybody seen Luis Chavez? He wasn't in my class today. Mine either. Murdoch plays the tape with Happy Harry Hard on reading out Deaver's letter to Crestwood. Crestwood enters the staff room. Turn that off! I have an announcement to make! Mark's in motion class. I have some very upsetting news. Last night, one of our students, Malcolm Kaiser, took his own life. Those of you who knew him, there will be a memorial service at Dempsey Hall on Friday. I know it hurts. It's painful to lose someone. Mark wanders around for a while, and then goes to collect his post from the Postal Central. He exits and starts to read the Eat Me, Beat Me lady's letters. Hear the voice crying out in the wilderness. Hear the voice that makes my brain burn and makes my guts go gooey. Yeah, you got me. My insides spill on your altar and tell the future. My steaming, gleaming guts spill out of your nature. I know you, not your name, but your game. I know the true you. Come to me, or I'll come to you.
Nora appears from behind the bus stop.
So you are him! Don't worry, I'm not going to bust you or anything. Are you going to ask who I am? No, I don't think so. So, no, I'm the Eat Me, Beat Me lady! Mark turns around in disbelief. You don't believe me? She takes the red letter from her hands and holds it up and recites it. Mark backs away. I know you, not your name, but your game. I know the true you. Come to me or I'll come to you. Hey, relax! I really like that! Except when I am...
I can't really handle this right now.
Look, it's not your fault! I was listening last night.
He then runs. She shouts after him.
I didn't think he'd go through with it!
I'm out there dying there. Mark, we heard about Malcolm Kaiser. We know. We were just wondering if you knew him.
No, not really.
Mark, I'm going to ask you something. Your mother and I have been talking, and I guess we realized... Mark! Basically, we thought you might benefit from seeing a psychiatrist. Is it that obvious? No, honey, of course not. We think you're perfect. Is it that you seem so sad and lonely all the time?
No, we just want you to feel good about your house. You have friends in New York, hon. Have you ever tried to meet people here at all? Have you ever just walked up to a girl and said, hi? Look, if the girls here, they're different. I can't talk to them!
How are they different? I was talking to your English teacher today.
Come on, Dad, please! It's creepy enough around there without you snooping around.
And she says you've got great promise as a writer, but that you're having trouble concentrating. So when is Johnny going to concentrate? Get happy, get a girlfriend, and then write a bestseller, huh?
Fine. You don't want to listen? You don't talk to me? You don't talk to anyone? You hate everything? I can't talk to you people, and I certainly ain't going to see a shrink. Listen, Mark, everyone's got problems, not just you, but you ain't going to solve them if you don't communicate them. You've got to talk to somebody,
Mark calls off.
Okay.
He's gone back downstairs. Downstairs. And so family and friends of Malcolm Kaiser sadly come and go into the night, even as DJ, Happy, Harry, Hardon prepares to broadcast anonymously from somewhere in this formerly peaceful community.
This is Shep Shepherd reporting live from Paradise Hills, Arizona. Back to you, Bill.
Mark switches off the TV.
Yeah, back to you.
If it be your will, please, it's 25 for August. You see, I never planned it like this. My dumb dad got me this shortwave radio set so I can just speak to my friends back east. I couldn't reach anybody. So I thought the only way was to talk to nobody. I imagine nobody listening. Maybe I imagined one person out there. Anyway, one day I woke up and realized I was never going to be normal, and I said, fuck it! So I said, so be it. And Happy Harry Hardon was born. But I never meant to hurt anybody. Honestly, I never meant to hurt anyone. I'm sorry, Malcolm. I never said don't do it. I'm sorry. Anyway, that show's over. I'm done. Stick a fork in me. It's been grand. This is Happy Harry Hardon saying sayonara. Over and out. Turns radio transmitter off.
Come on, you can't do this! This is a joke, right? Come on, Harry, baby, don't snip! What am I doing? Fuck it! You hear about some kid who did something stupid? Something desperate? What possessed him? How can he do such a terrible thing? Well, come here!
Takes Lizard.
It's really quite simple, actually. Consider the life of a teenager. You have parents, teachers telling you what you have to do. You have movies, magazines, and TV telling you what you have to do. But you know that something you have to do? Your job, your purpose is to get accepted, get a cute girlfriend, and think of something great to do with the rest of your life. What if you're confused and can't imagine a career? What if you're funny looking and you can't get a girlfriend? See, no one wants to hear it, but the terrible secret is that being young is sometimes less fun than being dead.
This is great. He's making it worse.
Suicide is wrong! But the interesting thing about it is how uncomplicated it seems. You know, there you are! You got all these problems swirling around your brain. And here's one simple, incredibly simple solution. I'm just surprised it doesn't happen every day around here. Now they're going to say I'm offering, telling you to off yourself, and it's simple, but no. It's not that simple. It's like everything else you have read to the fine print. For instance, assuming that there is a heaven, who would ever want to go there, you know? I mean, think about it. cloud. It's cool when you're sitting on this cloud. You know, it's nice, it's quiet, there's no teachers, there's no parents, but guess what? There's nothing to do! Fucking boring! Another thing to remember about suicide is it's not a pretty picture. First of all, you shit your shorts, you know? So there you are, dead people weeping over you, crying, girls you never spoke to are saying, why? And you got a load in your shorts. That's the way I see it. Sue me. Now they're saying I shouldn't say stuff like this. They're saying that something is wrong with me, that I should be ashamed. Well, I'm sick of being ashamed, aren't you? Sick to death. I don't mind being ejected and rejected, but I'm not going to be ashamed about it. Hallelujah. This pain is real.
At least pain is real.
You look around and you see nothing is real, but the pain is real. You know, even this show isn't real. This isn't me. I'm using a voice disguiser. I'm a phony fuck, just like my dad, just like everybody. You see, the real me is just as worried as the rest of you. They say I'm disturbed. Well, of course I'm disturbed. I mean, we're all disturbed. And if we're not, why not? Doesn't this blend of blindness and blandness make you want to do something crazy? Then why not do something crazy? It makes a hell of a lot of sense than blowing your fucking brains out, you know? Go nuts, go crazy, get creative. You got problems, just chuck them, nuke them. They think you're nobody. Make them think you're crazy. Make them think you might step. Think you got that attitude. You gotta show them you got some real attitude. Come on, go nuts, go crazy. Hey, no more, Mr. Nice Guy. Ah, oh God, oh yes. Paige throws all of her stuff in the microwave and turns it on and sits in front of it. The microwave explodes. Henry Rollins plays. Time out! Starts to read a letter. This is good. Very interesting. Happy Harry Hardon. How's the fun? Hello? Hi. It's me. You're on the air. Are you willing to tell my listeners what you told me here in this letter? Do you think they're ready to handle it?
I'm not ashamed.
So tell us what happened.
This guy, you know, he invited me to the Ridge, and I wasn't really sure why, but I was really happy because he's pretty cool, and he's an athlete and everything.
First of all, where was this and how old are you?
Just before school, I'm 16.
Go ahead.
So we get up there, we take our shirts off, and we start fooling around, and then I sort of told him how much I liked him. He just smiled. He said he knew it. But then he says, why don't we take our pants off and get a tan? So I did. But he stalled.
Go ahead.
Then two of his friends showed up, and they were drinking beer and laughing, and they took my clothes and threw them up in the trees. I didn't know what to do. I started to cry, but they just laughed at me, so I stopped, and they started calling me things. I don't even care about that. I know I'm into guys, but this was different.
So what did you do?
Everything. Everything you told me.
I'm calling the police. Fraud. Pornography. He is just using these poor kids. That's the 13th call tonight. Sounds like this kid's bullshitting to me. I don't know. Things happen when you're a kid. You swallow it, Denny? I think you're forgetting what it's like to be young. Come on, Shep. They get to this kid, get these kids to call in with the story they concoct. This isn't real. Who cares if it's real? People are riveting. No! If people are rebroadcasting this stuff over state lines, I think it's time to bring in the feds. This is FCC jurisdiction.
I feel bad that I didn't even do anything. I didn't even say anything. Now you won't even talk to me. You won't even look at me. I'm pretty confused.
Confused? You're not the one who is confused. You sound like you know exactly what's going on. If anyone's confused, it's those guys out there.
I know, but I think about them a lot. I sometimes wonder why one person is born one way and another person is born another way. Are you there?
Yeah. Yes!
So I guess you think I'm a faggot wimp, right?
No! I'm just thinking how strong people can be, how everyone is alike in some way, how everyone needs the same things.
So what are we going to do about all this?
I don't know. That's the big question, isn't it, huh?
I guess nobody knows, huh? Well, that's tough. I gotta go. See ya.
I guess we all gotta go. Good night, pal. Good night, friends. The Pixies wave the relation plays. Harry walks to school. He picks up a paper off of the lawn and reads, Teen Radio Pirates Ups Attacks as a headline. Tomorrow on the school grounds, Norma reads a post from the Deaver store. Believe it or not, I care. 8:30 to 3:30. What's that? Some new hotline Deaver's setting up. Hey, it's like 8:30 in the morning, so it's all right to kill myself. Oh my God, it's after 3, so I guess I'm totally fucked. Mark walks by. Hi! Mark ignores her. What are you doing, tramp? Bitch! Preston tells us. How's it getting this information? I want all the locks in the school to change. I want a list of every student with relatives on the staff. Murdoch walks up. Excuse me, I just found the graffiti on the roof of the cafeteria. They're taking it down now. What did it say? Crestwood's a maggot puss fly. Are you guys selling the tapes? Murdoch sees Donald selling happy, hairy, hard-on tapes by the lockers and takes them to Crestwood. Nobody knows who he is. We don't believe you, Donald.
I swear to you, no one's got any idea. Well, you've got to go by the end of the day. Don't forget your file is under review. You better bring in all your enrollment files here to my office, back outside the lockers. So what do they do to you? Donald shakes in disgust. Hey, you Donald? Yeah. Hi, I'm Joey. Can you give me the PA? The school outcome students put a big banner up saying, "The truth is a virus." Crestwood. That's the end of the music in the outcome. From now on, any student found in basic school property will be expelled. Donald and Joey put a mixtape of Deaver squirming in conversation with Happy and Harry hard on. What's happening? What's going on? It's Mr. Deaver in the PA control room. It won't stop. They're in the speaker system. Shut it off! Shut the whole system! We can't! Shut down the whole school! Chef Shepard bolts up outside of Harvard Humphrey High, where Maz lingers. Hey, you! Check this out! You're the TV guy, right? Hey, you want to interview me? Hey, because that wasn't the first time he was out. I'm like a mate of his. You know, I used to go here, but they checked me out for no reason. Maz throws colored smoke bombs onto the ground. Hey, check it out! School calls instant pep rally!
Go down on him.
Jesus, the smog's getting worse and worse in this town. Murdoch grabs Maz and takes him to the press office. Hey! Okay, great! This is Chef Shepard reporting live from the deep smoke covered Humphrey High Freshman's office. Sit down! Somebody mind if I smoke? You do understand that you're exposed, Mr. Mazzelli. That's cool! I can quite legally expel you. Yo, Loretta, I'm already expelled! Don't you remember? You put me on the first week for dress code. Then you're trespassing. How would you like to be arrested? Well, that's cool, too, because I told them cameras to wait. I gotta tell them, you know? And who's going to believe you? Who's going to believe you? Maybe Harry, right? Nora pulls Mark into the clay room. It's cool. It's safe. Guess what I heard? What? The tall snob Paige Woodward. She burned up all of her shit last night right after you suggested in her kitchen. And her precious pearls were flying like bullets. Her dad was unthrilled. This is out of control. Yes! Another announcement comes from the PA. There will be an emergency PTA meeting that evening. That's it. It's over. I just hope it's not too late. Mark! Leave me alone, okay? Please. Mark walks up. Shep stops two kids walking behind him. I'm a dealer, I really don't give a damn. Have you guys listened to the Hard Harry Show? No, we would never listen to like trash like that. He's obscene, dude. Yo, Mom! I'm a dealer. Mark goes to collect his post, only to see that the policeman got there just before him. Is that box registered to anyone? Yes, of course, that box is registered to your name, but I can't give it out to you. Holding up his badge, but you can to me. Yes, sir, I can give it to you. I can give it to you instantly. That box is registered to a Mr. Charles U. Fairley, 112 Crescent. But that's the address of the school. Shuck you, Farley. Ha ha. The Hunter dining room table. Watching the news about Paige and explosion in her kitchen. Are you okay, Mark? Don't worry, Mom. I'm not going to blow up the kitchen. Very funny, darling. No, listen to this. Mark, have you ever listened to this character? No, not exactly listening. Well, he's knocking the best school in the district, and he apparently goes there. Dad, it's not exactly the best school in the district. There are some problems with it. You don't rock the boat, especially when you're sitting in it. Anyways, we should get along. I don't want to be late. Gets up and exits. Come on, Mark, it's your father's big meeting, the PTA. Good evening. On behalf of myself, the staff at Hubert Humphrey High, I wish to thank you for turning out in such great numbers. I congratulate you on your concern. Now, before I begin, I would like to introduce our new school commissioner, fresh from several educational triumphs on the East Coast, Brian Hunter. Before I introduce the rest of our speakers for the evening, excuse me, Mrs. Crestwood, can we just skip the preliminaries and find out what exactly you're doing about all this? Well, when I introduce Mr. Deaver, we'll talk about our 24-hour hotline. Wait a minute, the kids who need the most help, like those with drug problems, they don't go in for stuff like that. I know kids, I mean they just want to be happy. Would you please sit down? Frankly, this radio person is the whole problem. Are we going to allow this guy to be heard by anyone who turns a dollar? Please. One at a time. Look, I work with teenage gangs in the city, and I say we go after this guy. Remove him physically. Save us the same old rhetoric. Where are we going to find this guy? Please, please. We can't have this kind of meeting. Please sit down. You'll all be heard. We promise. Paige walks in. Brian, it's my meeting. I know what I'm doing. Paige makes a real insurance at the front. My name is Paige Woodward, and I have something to say to you people. People are saying that Harry is introducing bad things and encouraging bad things. But it seems to me like these things are already here. Would you please go and say, my God, why don't you people listen? He's trying to tell you something is wrong with this school. Half the people that are here are on probation of some kind. We are all really scared to be who we really are. I'm not perfect. I've just been going through the motions of being perfect. And inside, I'm screaming, Paige, you are a model student. Paige starts back up the stairs. Let
Let's hear what she has to say. Paige, come back here. Come back this mission. We want to hear what you have to say. Paige looks out to the repressor ratings. You know who he is. Are you prepared to do anything he says? Can you hear me? Don't listen to them. Don't listen to any of them. Stay hard. Stay hard. Are you on drugs? Ah! Talk hard! Ah!
You've got a lot of homework. I'm going to take off, all right?
Mark, I know why you're really going home. Because you want to listen to that show tonight, don't you? Yo, Paige! Paige smiles and makes a boxing gesture. Nora goes to Mark's house where she finds him. Bernie, his happy, hairy, hard-on letters. Hi, what are you doing? You having fun? Yeah. Hey, look, I took some of the stuff off the wall for you. I mistakenly thought you might want them. Thanks. So I guess you're not going on tonight. Brilliant. Is this all just a game to you? You know, you can't just shout fire in a theater and then walk out. You have a responsibility for the people who believe in you. What is this? Come on, say something. Say anything. Open your mouth and say, get the hell out of here, bitch. I can't. You can't what? I can't talk. Sure, you can't talk. I can't talk to you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the intermission point. Pump up the volume. Because I need to stop and have a beer. Because this is an intense joke. Before we have a 30-second intermission, are there any questions that we can tackle now or later? Yes, sir, you have a question.
What Beastie Boys song played?
What Beastie Boys song played? It was actually, I think it was the Rick Rubin. I think it was from the first album, not the second album. Not Album Paul's Boutique, and it's not a good song. Any other questions while I drink my beer? Okay, fantastic. I just caught a ping pong for the listener at home. Yes, ma'am, go ahead. You will get the ping pong back following the duration. That is missing. Following the finalization? Nope. When I finish the script. Go. How much longer is the script? We are on page 24. It's only 35 pages. We are two-thirds done. Yes, sir.
Why didn't you memorize the script?
Why didn't I memorize the script? Because it's awful. Back. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. It wasn't this, did you say, that's not a question, that's just a statement. Was it this bad when Christian Slater was Greenlight? Yes, it was worse, but it sounded like Jack Nicholson, and it was four times longer. Yes, sir. Can I finish with Empire Records? Yes. Go ahead.
Why are you singing the song?
Ah.
Singing the song.
The question was, why aren't I singing the songs? I will try to sing some of the songs from now on. Yes, sir.
I have a two-part question.
Two-part question. Yes, sir. Part one, go.
Okay, did you contemplate using heroin in order to identify Christian Slater?
Did I contemplate using heroin to identify with Christian
Slater?
Why
or why not?
No, because I'm poor. Yes, ma'am.
Did Christian Slater scream
this much? No, because he's not a good actor, and I'm a very good actor, based on reading the script out loud. Yes, sir, you have a question. Would I like to have a cigarette? Yes, but that will just prolong this process and let's just kill it before we have a smoke. Is that fair?
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Do you have a question or no? Fantastic. Continue. Oh, you have a question. I'm so sorry. Continue, man. Do I only perform? For Brandon Weatherby reads the classics, yes. This is not a team that, this is not an improv troupe. This is not a yes and situation. I would love to direct a troupe interpreting my reading. I'll pump up the volume. But this is my craft.
Art.
This is my art. This is. I will direct. Oh, yes, 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 that is true. During Empire Records, this question came up. And it's a simple answer. Yes, I will direct a troupe of women or males reading the craft. Unlike this film reading, that will go on about four times longer than the film The Craft. Where this is about one-third shorter, if that makes sense. Thank you. Are we ready to continue? Fantastic. Goes and slides and sweep. Hold on, I need a drink first because I'm slurring. This is a lot harder than I remember. Alright. Goes in silence, which is on radio translator. I got a letter from this guy who's got a problem. He can't talk. I mean, he can talk, but never when he wants to. Not to girls. Not to people. But Brian and Marla open the front door of their house, come in and switch on the radio. I can't believe it's as bad as they say. He just opened his mouth and nothing came out. And this jerk finds somebody that he likes. Which is probably the worst thing that could happen to a person who can't talk. So
So I don't know what to tell this guy, because lately, every time I give advice, the shit hits the fan. So I don't know. Maybe the best thing to do is just turn around and face the music and try to talk. He looks around to where Nora was standing, but she is gone. Marlon knocks on the door. Mark jumps from bed and hurriedly switches his radio equipment off and makes it to look less conspicuous. Mark! Coming! Mark, it's just us. I want to come in for a minute. Yeah, just give me a second here, 2 seconds. Mark, unlock the door. Mark, can you hear us? Yes, yes, we want to come in. We know you're in there. Open the goddamn door. On my way. Mark opens the door. Your mother and I have been out here for 5 minutes, and what the hell are you doing in there? I was just reading. Oh, come on, Mark, we heard you. We heard you were talking, all right? I was reading aloud. Oh, come on, do you really expect us to believe that? Okay, I'll tell you the truth. Pops in heaven, man, it's over.
He was talking to me!
Hi, I'm Nora? Nora? De Niro. Shakes Marlon's surprised hands. Nice to meet you. How do you do? I was afraid you'd be mad at me for disturbing Mark's homework. You know, I'm happy we are to meet you. Listen, I gotta go, but it was really nice to have met you. Bye, Mark. No, you don't have to go. Mark, she's meant to go. Bye now, see you tomorrow. Nora exits. You've been a bad dog, haven't you? You know, for a second there, we thought you were that crazy DJ character. Maybe he's not that crazy, Dad. Right. Very funny. Go get her. Go on. That's my idea of homework. Yeah. Mark closes the door, locks it, switches the radio, and back on. Sorry about that, folks. Technical difficulties happens all the time on professional radio. That's who we have out there tonight. The usual band of teenage malcontents. I certainly hope so, because Happy Harry Hardman is feeling kind of rude tonight. Plays fart sounds for a couple of seconds. In the lounge, Brian switches off the radio. That little leech, like father, like son. Ooh, I feel good, damn! Happy Harry Hardon takes off his t-shirt. Well, 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 well. The big news! The emergency PTA meeting to discuss yours truly. Yes, all the professionals have come out to talk about little old me, and now they're running a home to tune in and listen to what they've been talking about. They say that I am delusion, demented, deranged. Well, guess what I say? So be it! I say, rise up in the cafeterias and stab them with your plastic forks. I say, flogging and flatulence for Mrs. Cressward. She gets 100 lashes for every kid she's hounded out of that fucking place. I say, down with all the guidance counselors. Make them work for a living. I can't stay away from this man. Oh, I gotta give him another call. Here I come, Dean. Hotline, believe it or not, we care. Believe it or not, this is Happy Harry Hart, and I would like the pleasure of speaking with Mr. Deaver. Just a moment, I'll see if he's around. I love it! The bitches put me on hold! I'm waiting for you. You can run, but you cannot hide, Mr. Deaver. Waiting for the Deave. Hello, my young friend. You're in the right, Mr. Deaver. It's all over, son. This phone call's been traced, whoever you are. Your history.
It's a photo booth.
Well, so be it. Hallelujah. Lies back in his chairs. Don't just sit there, man! Run! Police car step up to the house. Don't worry about me. I'm all right. You see, I bet what's happening out there is that the police are busting an old couple who've been unknowingly supplying me with power for my phone fees. There was a phone line put in the shed here. Open shed door. There's the transmitter, which means the receiver could be in any house within 1,000 yards of here. I am everywhere. I am inside each and every single one of you. Just look in and I will be there waving at you. Naked, wearing only a cock ring. Wow. Time flies when you're on the run. I'm going to cut out now with this unusual song I'm just dedicating to an unusual person who makes me feel kind of unusual. Why can't I fall in love by Ivan Devil Plays? Mark goes out and sees Norm moving the music. It's okay. You don't have to talk. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to do anything unless you want to. You're so different. Nora takes her top off. I mean, you're fearless. I wish I could be like you. You are. I wish I could say things to you. You do. Everything's so strange. Yeah. Maybe we're just crazy. So be it.
It's
Sarah
like
Jensen, the music and the music producer, find us a part of the police car pulls out nearby. It's the cops!
It's an ass.
I think they're just dropping into my neighbor. So are you really wearing a cock ring?
Never seen one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I read them up. We put them in a magazine. Maybe I don't believe you.
Tries to unzip Mark's jeans.
I swear, what are you doing? I'm neighbor, stop. So you can talk if you want to.
Yes, I can.
Maybe we should pause in the first stage personal identification.
I gotta go.
The next day outside of Harbor Humphrey. It's been 3 days since the death of Malcolm Kaiser, and state and local officials still have a little idea of the identity of the so-called Happy Harry Hardon. Though many are convinced he is a student at this school. Mark approaches Nora at the school gates. Hi, are you okay?
Yeah, are you?
Yeah. After a beautiful couple of stalled attempts to kiss each other, their lips finally meet. They walk along together and pass by writing on the wall on the banner. This is your deep message out there.
The truth is a virus. Oh, God, Jesus, this whole thing is making me ill. Mark, what is it with you? Look, Nora, last night was a mistake. I'm not going to go on anymore. That's it. It's over. That's it. But you're so close. Close to what? To getting your message across. This is my life you're screwing with around here, you know? No, it isn't. Not anymore. This is everyone's life. Mark, you can't leave it like this. People are confused, and so am I. Mark! This thing is fucked up. It's crazy. No, no, the world is fucked up, just like you said. Don't you see that you're the voice? You're the voice we're waiting for? You're completely nuts, Mark comes up. Well, you make me nuts! Murdoch scours the school to find Chris with so-called trouble students. Excuse me, young lady, would you come along with us? Donald, come along. Mr. De Niro, come along with us, please. What are we busted for? Well, we'll check
things.
Your files and see.
Can I bring anything?
Come along, Chris's office.
You're breaking the photo booth.
No, Brian, everything is under control. I just ordered a sticky edge of the evaluations and a couple of keep troublemakers. I can do whatever I like. It's my school, Commissioner. No, you're not coming over here. You're only getting me upset. Goodbye. Chris returns her head to the control booth. Well, shall we have a look at his files, or shall we discuss the identity of our DJ friend? Murdoch turns off a happy hard-on tape in the alcove. Don't push me, people! You understand that? People start making fun of me. They've got to be forced to take me back. Maz appears to put some graffiti on the wall. Where are you going? I'm putting this up. You're not putting anything up. You're not supposed to be here. Murdoch pushes Maz. Hey, Murdoch, you're getting touchy. You're not supposed to be here. Murdoch attacks Maz. Janet crushes her shoulder. Stop! That's enough! What's wrong with you? He's being a student. What's wrong with this school? Control yourself. I will not. I want answers or suffer the consequences. What are you talking about? I'm talking about your dismissal outside the lockers. Nora, I've been looking all over for you. I just want to apologize for saying you were nuts. Forget it. Look. They both turn in the field with the FCC vans. FCC. You know what that means? Yeah. It means Federal Communications Commission. They drive around and triangulate wherever the hell radio signals are coming from. I know exactly what it means. Yeah, so fuck it, right? I mean, it's over. Frankly, I don't even give a shit. What the hell is wrong? I just got expelled. What are you talking about? I'm failing math. They can't kick you out of that. I've been cutting lessons. Well, that just deserves suspension, right? Then I said, fuck you to Crestword. I should have seen her face. She was so happy and said, thank you. The school sucks! Jesus Christ! This is why I don't even care anymore. Look, just leave it alone. There's nothing you can do about it. Nora runs off. Mark runs up to Nora, Jan Sasson. Hunter, wait a minute. I just wanted to say goodbye and good luck. Why? I was fired. I made a mistake. I thought I could change things. I forget you don't rock the boat. Yeah, especially when you're in it. Hey, chin up, Stafford. Lori, what the hell is going on here? It's the troublemakers. You can't run a top school with troublemakers in the mix. Okay, so what exactly is a troublemaker? Someone who has no interest in education. Oh, come on, that includes every teenager I know. Can't you understand that nothing is more important than a good education except the basic right to it? The point is to have the highest SAT scores in the state. Yeah, but how? I stand by my record. Jan sinks in the crush room while she is out. Opens the filing cabinet, after flipping through a couple of files, takes out the one marked Louis Chavez. The school field. A limousine pulls up, and Watts gets out. Mr. Watch, Shep Shepard, Channel 6 News here. Good evening. How does Washington intend to deal with this situation? We at the FCC feel that democracy is about protecting the rights of ordinary citizens. Unregulated radio would result in programming of the lowest common denominator. The rule of the mob. Watts works long to see when the FCC has picked up some graffiti. This is vandalism, not free expression. Back in the Hunter's Cop cellar, Mark starts picking up and selecting bits of his equipment while everyone gathers in the school field to listen to the show. Hey, NBC's here, and if it goes on, they're going to rebroadcast it nationally. There's no way it'll go on. It's too risky. Oh, God, come on. Mark soldiers something. Someone throws firecrackers on the floor. Heretic by Soundgarden plays some students hang a dummy that says Crestwood Hunter. Okay, everybody, 10 seconds to happy Harry Hardon. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey! Come on, we're right here waiting for you right now. Mark turns up at Nora's house. Hi. Are you okay? Yeah, fine. Great, never been better. We started something here. Alright, I started. But now I need your help to finish it. Nora, I need you. Well, it's about time. I've got something to show you.
Is it bigger than a baby's arm?
No, it's outside. Mark shows Nora his converted radio Jeep. Oh, wow. It's my mom's. She just kind of loaned it to me. Who did all this? Me and Radio Shack.
You have driven a Jeep before, right? Nora drives, Mark shouts loud and switches on the radio transmitter. The crowd screams as Concrete Blonde plays on the radio and FCC bands go off in search of happy Harry Hardman. You know, personally, I hope that we get to hear from him a little bit before they nab him. It'll be interesting how hard he is then. Mark puts a tape of Hello Dance on it. They both sing along with it. Hello, Dad, we're going to jail. Say hi to Mom. Oh, hi, folks. It seems we have a new listener. Mr. Watts of the FCC. I'm a representative of the higher defense for coming out.
Well, thank you for coming out.
Imagine a fucking political hag being in charge of free speech in America. I bet Watts was a guy who took names in high school when the teacher was absent.
That's the problem with free speech.
Would you cut that thing off? Cut it off! Would you just turn that damn thing off? He's obviously moving. Just pull over on wheels. Welcome to Radio Free America. America's ready. I'm ready. I want a million voices crying out in the wilderness. Jesus, let's get serious. Maybe Mr. Watts can shed some light on the mysterious disappearance of some of her students. Luis Chavez, age 15, legally kicked out on September 26th. Arthur Washington, age 16, expelled September 27th. So what does this prove? Not everyone goes to college?
Right.
Mr. Hunter, I think you should be aware of something. After the school received the money from the government they were for every enrolled student, Mrs. Preston would then proceed to weed out those she felt undesirable. Nonsense! She doesn't know what she's talking about. In the first few weeks, we flagged all the people with low SAT scores and started files on them. Why? What are you doing with school property? She asked you something. For extra tutoring, you expelled over 20 students in the first 30 days of schools. And how many others did you have to harass and drop down? And you kept the expelled students' names on rolls. That's illegal. The money went to the school. It was all for the good of the school. Those kids had right. They were losers, troublemakers. They're just kids. I don't regret my policy. It's criminal, and I'm suspending you. You can't just do that. Oh, I'm afraid I just did. No one hits about me trying to wear the FCC vans as she speeds off the road and hits scoreboards. Oh, Jesus, my harmonizer. My harmonizer? Oh, Jesus, my harmonizer. Forget it. Hold on. I've got to get us out of here. I need to disguise my voice. Well, give me a minute. Maybe we can fix that. Jesus, look at this. Fuck it. I'm going to go on with it. No, I think I got it. I need water. Okay, this is really me now. No more hiding. Listen, we're all worried. We're all in pain. That just comes from having eyes and having ears. But just remember one thing. It can't get any worse. It can only get better. I mean, high school is the bottom. Being a teenager sucks, and that's the point. Surviving is the whole point. Quitting is not going to make you stronger. Living will. So just hang out and hang on in there. You know what I know about all this hanging and sneering, and I remember why bother generation myself. But why did I bother coming out here tonight, and why did you? I mean, it's time. It begins not with us. It begins with us, not politicians, experts, or the teachers, but with us, with you, and with me, the ones who need it most. I believe that everything that's in me and the whole world is begging for healing. Even the trees and the earth itself are crying out for it. You can hear me everywhere. It's the same kind of healing desperately needed, and finally, fuel has begun. A police chopper appears overhead, and Nora drives the Jeep again. Mark is still stood up, shouting, "Everyone, mix it up! It's not game over yet! It's just the beginning, but it's up to you! I'm calling for every kid to seize the air! Steal it! It belongs to you! Speak out! They can't stop you! Find your voice and use it! Keep this going! Pick a name! Go on the air! It's your life! Take charge of it! Do it! Try it! Try anything! Spit your guts out and say shit and fuck a million times if you want to! But if you decide to fill the air, fill the air! Steal it! Keep the air alive!" The Jeep stops next to the crowds of people, and Watts breaks the antenna. Mark and Laura are led down from the Jeep into a police van. Everyone calls out to Mark, and he turns around for one final glance at crowds of people, and he pauses. "Talk hard!" Everybody cheers in this van as the police van is driven away. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Pump Up the Volume.
Yeah!
Yeah, it's over! Oh, it's over! Q&A, yes, ma'am, go. Is it true that I had a pirate radio station? Yes and no. I was a DJ on a pirate radio station. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to read this awful, awful movie. I was a DJ at a pirate radio station in the Rogers Park neighborhood of Chicago, near Loyola University. We were about a mile from Loyola. It was such a pirate radio station, you couldn't hear us at Loyola, because that's how technology works. This is insane.
You can't reach this many people, and you can't triangulate a signal and still be on air. That's not possible. This whole movie's shit. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Do you advocate talking hard?
Yes, I advocate talking hard. I advocate any slogan. I advocate talking hard. I advocate choosing a new drink because it's a choice of a new generation. I advocate Rage Against the Machine. I advocate just doing it. I advocate all of it. If I could only think of Pizza Hut's slogan, I would advocate that. I really want Pizza Hut right now. Any questions?
Why?
It's fun. How are you doing over there? You're thinking, why did I do this? Why did I come? I'm obviously talking to you. I love you, by the way. It's him. Does the FCC have vans? No. Okay, this is how it works in a pirate radio station. If you get caught by the FCC, they send a letter. If you get caught again, they send a second letter. If you get caught again, they try to fine you $250. They can't find you. How are they going to find you? This has never happened, never will, and it doesn't matter. It's brilliant. Yes, ma'am. Is pirating awesome? Yes, except for the rape part. Everyone likes pirate culture. Pirates are rapists. It's not cool. I'm an anti-rape pirate, so I'm not really a pirate. Yes, ma'am.
What are pirate radio?
Oh, no. People on pirate radio aren't raping. But classic... What? I shouldn't say that. Some might be. I don't want to pigeonhole every pirate radio DJ. I can't diagram that, because it's wrong. No, historically, pirates were rapists. But not people that do pirate radio, unless they are on a pure rape station, which I don't think exists. Yes, ma'am. Do pearls explode in the microwave? That is a fantastic question. I will not answer that. Do a lot of Somalian pirates have their own radio station? Yes. Yes, they do. They based the movie Pirate Radio about Somali pirates, but they set it in 1980 in England. It's the modern day things. Any other questions?
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful, give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. cotton for your ribbons and bows. And everybody knows, and everybody knows that the plague is coming. Everybody knows that it's moving fast. Everybody knows that the naked man and woman are just a shining artifact of the past. Everybody knows the scene is dead, but there's gonna be a meter on your bed that will disclose what everybody knows. And everybody knows that you're in trouble. Everybody knows what you've been through, from the bloody cross on top of Calvary to the beach in Malibu. Everybody knows it's coming upon. Take one last look at this sacred heart before it blows. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.